Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
Bet.
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yap from UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levon.
And this Queen Queasy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from?
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
All right. Y'all, this is Princess Daisy giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio. Keep doing your thing, puppy.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Best kept secret, love is a dish, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This
from here is so seductive. Let's go.
Okay.
I say she's a bad chick, not something that I'm used to. The type to turn is she's so used to the who's who. And I'm a square nigga, how I figure I can choose you. I even bought them roses in the club, took it through.
Come on,
pursue you. I'm feeling like the Hennessy is winning. Got a nigga in his feelings, nose wide open, no pretending.
That's
whoa,
right.
Only your toe. She probably thinking I'm a joke, cause I'm the third fool that came in a row. Smile at those. Got some things to get into. First order, let me friend you. And we can start out casual. That's something that you into. Stimulate your mental. Satisfy your individual self-esteem. Her serene. That's something that I've been through. I'm trouble, very subtle. Plus she stays up on her hustle. Man, I think I found a winner. I can't wait to tell the brothers.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Smiles on our faces, grinning like ear to ear. Did I just see my future? Never appear to be so clear. Take off. Yeah. Oh. We now entering the party zone, ladies and gentlemen. Stamp your feet. Snap your fingers to this one. Whatever your vice is, we just came to party. Cooler than the other side of the panel, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck with your boy. Yeah.
Fine ass, peering through the wine glass, reminiscing about that night in the club, man, time fast. We moving steady along, make sure she's ready. Number one, that we talked about exes, that talk is petty.
Not at all.
Like that confetti, what falls, we never study on things we cannot change. Never endure on the pain, more focused on the game. Better yet, how to sustain, like my papa used to say, by any means to maintain. Whoa. I'll frame my mind, relax, enjoy time that's spent with one another, cause we could be with the other.
Okay.
It's real special when I have you to myself, with my full attention like a mogul and his wealth.
Yes, sir.
Off in a grill, my coals hot, she know the deal. She's so caught up in the moment, it's a luxury sex appeal.
Woo.
The feeling is real, nothing close to be surreal. Now this is loving at best, top tier from the rest, so take off.
Take off.
Woo! We're fishing in the party zone, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, Boogie, I see you. Feeling like I can get my two-step on to this one.
Yeah.
LT, what up, my?
Yeah.
Snap your fingers. Wait till they get a load of this bowtie music. Fairy tale ending, fairy tale song. For those who got stuck in the bum bone. Fairy tale ending. Fairy tale song for those who got stuck in the rub. Fairy tale ending. Fairy tale song for those who got stuck in the rub. Yeah.
I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm glad I found you. Never wanna live my life without you. All I do is think about you, cause you're
I gotta love Jones for your smile and your skin tone. When it comes to being queen, you're standing all alone. If we ain't together, then we can't get on the phone. Thinking of you now, I can't wait to make it home. I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm so glad I found you. I never wanna have to live a single day without you. It's wild, you made me change my style. Used to be a player, now I'm thinking settling down. You're worth it, honestly close to perfect. King meets queen, the vision of God's purpose. Every day ain't gonna be peaceful, still I show you respect. I have your back through it all, boo, I promise you that. Whenever you need me, I'll be right there, believe me. To shoulder the burden and make those hard times easy. Only reason that I'm going through it is you. So when they ask who you are, I say that's my boo.
I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm glad I found you. All I do is think about you. I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm glad I found you. Never wanna live my life without you. All I do is think about you, cause you're my love.
For the beautiful you. Staring at you right now, I got a beautiful view. It seems everything stops when you walk in the room. Your radiance gives the flowers a reason to bloom. Trying to sweep off her feet, somebody give me a broom. Greatest thing that ever happened to this world is you. Trust me, baby, all that I'm saying is true. I had a lot of women, but none are comparing to you.
and all the little things to keep the fam happy you do. All the love I have, girl, I'm giving to you. So when they ask who you are, I say that's my boo.
I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm glad I found you. Never wanna live my life without you. All I do is think about you. I get butterflies when I'm around you. Girl, I'm glad I found you. Never wanna live my life without you. All I do is think about you.
It's your boy King Gary the Great, and you're now tuning in to episode 226 at Off the Cuff Radio. I had to do a special woman for y'all. That was the first track that we played was B Fleece, Elevated. We followed that by JB Delight. Then we featured another track for my man Imperial Rail called My Boo, and that was Cocaine, I'm So Hood. And tonight we have a special guest with us tonight. We representing Buddy Boy Entertainment and Da Vinci Clothing. And our guest tonight is an up-and-coming artist representing Raleigh and now residing in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She's making her headway through the industry, and she officially a part of the Off the Cuff Radio team. Let's all welcome B Fleece to the show. Bring you on. You on.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. It's been a long progress. We finally got you on. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here.
That's what it is. It's a historic moment. Even though my co-host is not here, big, I got to send my shout-outs to them, T-Max, LR the Sandman, Miss Chinchilla. I'm riding the solo creep here tonight, so we got B Fleece in the building. She's officially part of the team. We about to sprinkle some accolades tonight.
All right, let's do it.
Yes, indeed. So if y'all want to chop it up with us, the number is 1-619-924-0703. If you got any freestyles, shout-outs, all that good stuff, donations, hit the Cash App. We taking it all. That's right. So anyways, so how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I've been anticipating this all day, so I'm happy to finally be on the show.
Yeah, people don't realize it's been quite the grind to get you up there, but you know everything has its purpose and reasoning.
Oh, yeah.
But nevertheless, we want to start it off because we started it off with your first track called Elevated. It had a nice little happy vibe to it. So what was the story behind creating that?
Well, of course, you know, I moved to Fayetteville, and I moved to Fayetteville it was a hard time in my life. So when I made that song, at the moment, I felt elevated. I felt good. I felt like weight was lifted off my shoulders and some pressure was off my shoulders from what I was dealing with from before. And, you know, that was the song that I wanted to spread the love, you know, and talking about keep it moving because the waves flow through the storm, meaning, you know, you've always had some storms, but the waves are going to always keep flowing. You got to keep flowing through every storm that you encounter.
Mm-hmm. And how has the public reception of the song been so far?
I've got some great feedback. You know, a lot of people, they'll tell me that they listen to it every morning for inspiration, and that makes me feel good because that's what I was shooting for as far as the goal. And, you know, that just makes me feel like I'm spreading the love, and that's what it's really about for me.
So do you have anything, like, in store for 2019, like in terms of projects, touring? What can we expect?
You can definitely expect a project. I am working on an EP album right now. I'm excited to get that out. I do plan on doing some touring this year. This year is actually just going to be a new year for me because last year was a tough year, but I told myself this year it's not going to be the same, and I'm ready to do things that I've never done before. So definitely going to be a new Fleece.
So how did you come up with that name, B Fleece?
Felice is actually my middle name. It's actually spelled F-E-L-E-I-S-E, but I changed it to a C. And Felice in Spanish means happy, and I figured that would be a great name for me because I really just want to promote happiness and just happy music, and, you know, why not slap my middle name on it? I never used to like my middle name, but now it's growing on me. So I felt like that was a good start of a career and a movement for myself.
Now, we have about an hour and some change. The weather's looking kind of bad out there. So nobody's going anywhere. So we have plenty of time to get to a lot of things, like, about your journey. Tell us a bit about your journey. Like, what made you wanted to start singing and realize, like, this is your passion?
Well, I've been singing since I was 9. My dad was the one who discovered that I could sing. And, you know, at that moment in my life, I didn't really know the ins and outs of singing. So it was just kind of like a hobby. It was just something that I would do, but I would only do it behind closed doors. I was very shy at first, and I was a very nervous singer, but after high school, going into college, I started being more open with my voice and just kind of singing here and there for people. But I say about 4 years ago, I just took it upon myself to really take it serious. And it started out with me just, I had a laptop. One of my friends gave me a laptop. And, you know, I wasn't really doing too much as far as writing or anything, but I remember I was recording myself, and I started getting into, like, the production side of engineering, and, like, it became, like, something that I really enjoyed doing. So then I started taking it more serious. I always wanted to be, always wanted to write my own songs, but for a while it took me a minute to get on that path of being a songwriter. But I started taking it serious when I saw the reactions of people from, like, videos I would post on Facebook or videos I would post on Instagram. And that's how I knew, one, I couldn't get away from music because I was singing every single day. So that was the first hint. And then, of course, after moving to Durham and being amongst other singers, that kind of pushed me in that direction of just taking it serious and going full-fledged with it. So it's definitely been a journey, and I've learned a lot along the way. And I have a lot more to learn, but I'm here for it, and I'm ready for it.
So definitely tell people what you had to do when it comes to engineering, because engineering seems like it's very complicated, like when it comes to crafting songs and really getting that melody right.
Right. I started out just kind of, you know, teaching myself the ins and outs of, I started out with GarageBand. If anybody knows anything about GarageBand, that's just a software that's automatically on any Apple product as far as MacBook, MacBook Pro. Just start off with the basics. And I just started doing cover songs. I would take songs that I really liked to sing from before and, you know, download the beat and just listen to the song over and over and over again until I understood not only the front vocals, but the back vocals, the melodies and the ad-libs and all those things. And I would take that and mimic all of that into a cover song until it sounded like the song that I was trying to portray. But then after a while of doing those things of mimicking and learning from other artists, I began to know how to double up on my vocals or have ad-libs and places that need to be filled in. The knowledge of recording myself just kind of came along as I kept doing it. And the creativity kept growing as I was listening to different things and trying out different sounds and options with my voice. So it was definitely a learning process. And I'm not going to say it's the easiest thing to catch on to, but at the same time, if somebody that is really dedicated to it and you're really curious with what you can do with your voice and what you can do as far as recording in general, it's fun. You know, I remember spending hours in my room, not coming out of my room until I got a song done or until I'm satisfied on whatever project I'm working on, because I was just that intrigued with just listening to different ways I can manipulate my voice on the track. And that became something that was like an everyday thing. I would go to work and I would always think about, oh, I got to do this song when I get home. As soon as I got home, the doors closed, we locked in my room, and I'm on the track. I'm on my computer all night. And after like a couple of years of doing that, it just became like second nature. I went and I got studio equipment. I got my microphone. I got my interface, everything that I needed on my own to create a sound that I wanted to create. So it was definitely a task at first learning how to do everything, but once I caught on to it, it became just like, it was easy. It was smooth and easy.
And I think that's where people lie. When you start really playing with those sounds and being creative, you start becoming a scientist. You know what I mean? Like, you start feeling like a mad scientist. You want to stay in the lab because the sounds are very intriguing. Because you never know, you might create something that's going to be, like, innovative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's how it felt for me. You know, I was always on YouTube. That's actually how I learned majority of the stuff. I looked up everything on YouTube. You know, I listened to, I had a lot of friends that produced and, you know, was making beats and stuff. I was always asking them questions, and if I couldn't figure it out, I would figure it out somehow. But it was just that hunger for the knowledge that I wanted, and I just didn't stop until I got the sound that I wanted to hear or until I got the answer that I wanted to keep going with whatever I was trying to get out.
That's a fact right there. We got Beef Police on the line. Call number 1619-924-0703. We taking donations. We taking Cash App, T-shirts,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
We taking all that.
All of it. We out here.
Yes, indeed. Now, everybody, when they go on a journey, they have inspirations, like creative inspirations, like, coming up listening, you got to be a student of the game. And like, who inspired you, like, musically?
The first person I can say who inspired me was Whitney. When I first learned, let me put my headphones in there. When I first learned that I could even hold a note, my dad, he went out and bought a karaoke machine, and he went and bought all types of CDs, and I remember the one main one being Whitney Houston, and, you know, I learned all her songs. I used to watch her videos of how she used to sing. I even watched her movie a couple times. But she was the first person to influence me musically-wise as a singer. But all around, I can honestly say, like, you know, you got Michael Jackson, Prince, Phil Collins, you know, all these people that were musically inclined to an extraordinary max. And I used to, me and my brother and my sister, we was always watching Michael, All his music videos, Moonwalker, his movie, everything. We studied that man. And every time I saw him on stage and I saw the passion that he would put into his music, and not only his passion, but the passion that his fans had to be a part of the experience. That's what, as a child, you know, seeing that, that was a major thing. And although I didn't know it then, you know, growing up, I always kept in the back of my mind, like, I want to be like that. I want to be on stage. I want people to feel what I'm saying, and not only feel it, like, I want them feeling in their soul, you know? Like, it was a major thing. You know, you see Michael on stage, putting all his energy and everything into his dancing and his singing and making sure the band is on point, the dancers behind him is on point, because he truly cared about his craft and he truly cared about his music, not only just to be seen, but for people to really be influenced. And that was a big deal for me because I wanted to be that way. And I wanted to be on stage one day to instill that energy reciprocated back from people who, you know, come to see me. So that, you know, all those times of looking at his videos, and not only him, Prince, especially Prince, like, he was a genius when it came to music. That stuff was inspiring, very inspiring. And to this day, like, I still listen to all that. I still, New Edition, Boyz II Men, like, all these things I still keep in my back pocket, because that is, like, the formula that I have used to create my own sound. So I greatly appreciate those artists for paving ways for people like me.
Yes, indeed, because we, you know, I got to keep it buck here. This is off the cover, and we keep it buck over here because we live at a stage where the lack of respect is just like a part of the norm in terms of respecting
mm-hmm.
people's foundations and legacies. So it's a refreshing to hear young artists is coming in and pretty much letting it be known that these people paved the way. I'm not trying to get
sure
in disrespecting this person's cloud, this person's craft, just to get on, because
mm-hmm.
that seems like the new wave nowadays.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's definitely not that's not the route that I personally want to go. Exactly. You know, I just think it's definitely important to acknowledge the ones before, because if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be a now.
Exactly. You got to revisit history to further the future.
And that's exactly.
That's where you can find out, just like I gave you a good example, that's where you have guys like Chris Brown. He could still be relevant because, you know, he studied the greats. He studied
the
greats.
He sure did.
And he's relevant now because he didn't come in on some, yeah, I'm better than Michael, or I'm better than Prince. You know, a lot of these guys, that come in with their ego on their shoulder. And they wonder why
they don't
last about a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is true. This is true.
They say, you know, they out there singing out there in McDonald's somewhere. And yet last year they were popping. So it's like, that's just the way things are. Like, you got to respect the foundation.
Right.
And we know going on to that, like, who you feeling currently that's in R&B? Because, you know, you got Chris Brown, you got Lloyd, you got Jacquees. He's the king of R&B right now. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you got all
God. Don't do that. Honestly,
AKA
I have
Big
to
Queen.
Say, oh God, no, not Big Queen. I feel like it's such a typical name, but Chris Brown is that. I applaud him for carrying that R&B sound, even though, like, he does go off and do other things, and, you know, he raps and he does, you know, other genres of music, but he, when it comes to the R&B, he stays solidified and grounded on that platform. And, you know, now Chris Brown, of course, and if anybody knows me, they know that I've studied this man just as much as I probably studied Michael. And that being, because he's just so talented, and he keeps that classic feel that you get when you listen to a Marvin Gaye song. He keeps that feel that you get from, like, any R&B song, that whether it's Tank, Bobby Brown. Like, he gives you that groove feel that you want to get up and dance. And I personally feel like R&B has that feeling that if anybody heard a good song, they're going to get up and they're going to dance. They're going to get up and they're going to sing the words. And I respect him for that, for keeping that in our time of day, because that's not something that you know, we have R&B, but it's not like the classic R&B that we're used to. It's not what we grew up on. It's a little bit different now. So I respect him for that.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like it's more people trying to chase the rap side, because they see the rap side as more profitable, because R&B is a different beast. Like, you got to make sure your vocals is straight every day. If you catch the sore throat, it's a dub. You know what I'm saying? If you catch the flu, it's a dub. You might miss 20 shows.
This is true.
Whereas you a rapper, you go ahead and get somebody ghostwrite for you, and you can just hop in the booth and just be done for the day. But with R&B, it's different. I'm like, I can't even do that. I'm like, that's y'all lane.
And it can go so many ways. It can tell a story. It can just give off a feel of love, you know. But at the end of the day, when you're singing R&B, it's not R&B if your heart and soul isn't into it. You know, if you're just singing it and it's just words put together, it's nothing like, you know, a good R&B song constructed together, not only with good words, but with also good vocals, and not just the vocals, but the feeling behind the vocals. It's like a well-oiled machine, and nothing works unless everything works together. Everything has to work together in order for it to create that feel. And that's why I feel like people probably stay away from R&B a lot more nowadays, because that is a beast to tackle. That's not a typical rap song that you can just put out in a couple of minutes. That's something that you have to think about. You have to really think about how somebody's going to feel when they hear that song.
Man, you know, with you being a performer and everything, do you care to educate people the key importance of what having a good performance is? Because we come in an era where everybody is, like, YouTube famous. They ain't really have no networking skills. They just perform in their bathroom and they may spend the day a star. But when they go on stage, they just freeze up. You know what I mean? They don't know what to do. So would you be
performing,
you care to tell the listeners the importance behind mastering that?
From my own experience, the one thing that is the most important is that confidence. You know, the confidence in knowing that you practice whatever you're performing over and over and over again to the point where it's like the back of your hand, you just know it. And not only confidence in the songs, but confidence in your audience. And knowing that if you're talking to your audience, if I say something to my audience, I want my audience to speak back. So I can't say something without having that feel of knowing that I belong where I'm standing. You know, when you get on stage, you have to own that stage because you will get owned if you don't. And, you know, you're now in charge of everything that happens at that point. So, you know, just being knowledgeable of if you're having a band, you know, being knowledgeable of your band members and being, you know, making sure they're on point, making sure your sound's on point. All this stuff goes together. And when it's all running smoothly, the show that you're trying to put out will be reciprocated the perfect way. But that confidence is the heart of a performance.
Y'all heard that. Y'all better get y'all stage presence right, because at the end of the day, touring is where the money is anyway.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And it's really about having fun too. You know, you get your money, you get that stuff that comes with it, but that's not the most important part. The most important part is having fun with it and you know, making sure it's something that you're loving to do. Because I don't know if you've ever been to a concert or, you know, a performance where you can tell somebody's not even like 100% in it. They just kind of there just to be there. That doesn't feel good as somebody in the audience. That doesn't feel good. You know, people pay their money to come see you. So they want to have fun. They want to see you have fun just as much as they want to have fun. So, you know, just keeping it organic and keeping it light on just knowing that you're there for a good reason and you have a purpose to be there.
I don't think people realize how easy they have it in comparison to how it was back in the day, because your performance had to be perfect show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't master that. It was a dub. They didn't really want to hear what you had to say afterwards.
Nope. Not at all.
But going back to your craftsmanship, because, you know, we base a lot of that off of that. Like, what inspires you, like, when it comes to your songwriting? Like, what experiences?
Definitely my life experiences. A lot of the songs that I've written so far, I guess you could say they are kind of like love songs. Some of them being love songs about, you know, somebody I like, or, you know, I have a song that talks about somebody being a breath of fresh air starting right out. And then, you know, also a part of love, you have good and bad. And even my bad moments where I've had bad situations with people, that's inspired me to just talk about it, because, you know, these things, I feel they need to be talked about. You know, you can't talk about all good without talking about bad. And because so many people go through the roller coasters that love brings, and sometimes people want to sit down and just relate to something and just hear about something that they might be going through, but in the most melodic way. So I just feel like if I can talk about my experiences, then maybe that can help somebody else with whatever they're dealing with. And then, you know, who knows? They may get inspired to do something else. They may be inspired to do something that they never done before. You just never know. Music goes so many different ways. It's just, you know, putting out things that are relatable and organic to people and that makes people feel something. That is what inspires me. I'm big on people understanding, not just listening to my words, but understanding. what the words mean and what that means to them.
Now, do you see music that's containing something substantial coming back in the forefront?
Kind of. Not as much as I would like, but at the same time, I can't say that either because I've come across a lot of music that has a lot of substance to it, but they're not as popular as what's on the radio. You know, they're not. They may not be what's popping right now because it's not making. You know, it's not. It's not what's going to hold a party. It's not what's going to hold. You know, like a club, but. It is some pretty substantial music out there that has helped me get through a lot of situations. That's inspired me to get on and moving with what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. So yeah, you know, it's still around. It's just, you know, that stuff you kind of have to dig for nowadays.
Yeah. In the meantime, basically what she's saying, y'all, is trap niggas still got this on lock.
Pretty much.
That's right. Atlanta's still holding the crown now, so somebody got to come in and knock it out the ballpark. Somebody got to shift that tide. Basically, what we would call DMX, the music game, so to speak. Somebody got to come in and change that. Well, and right now we're gonna put the wings behind you and hoping that you could be one of those people that could shift that guard. Because
yeah.
The trap is getting kind of dry out there, you know, and people need some home-cooked meal type music.
They do, you know. I do want to bring that to the table. I'm my biggest critique and or critic. And, you know, every time I write a song, you know, I sit on a lot of music that I write only because I need to make sure that it's bringing a feel that I'm trying to bring. And, you know, I want to make those songs that your mama and your auntie and your grandma and your uncle listen to with your cousins and your peers. And, you know, I want to make that sit-down music that everybody want to listen to at the cookout because, you know, it makes people feel good. That's what, when I think of, like, my music, I think of that typical, you know, you remember back in the day when you used to go to your family house, they always playing some type of Marvin Gaye or some type of New Edition or something, you know, that's like that feel-good music. And I want to bring that feel-good music back. You know, I may not be talking about, you know, hoes and all this crazy stuff, but, what I do talk about is still real. It's still, relevant. So... we'll see.
Yes, indeed. We got caught. We're taking callers right now.
Let's take them.
Who knows? It might be somebody famous might call up.
Call through. I'm listening. I'm ready.
We have a 919 number on the line here. Let's see who this is.
Got
it. Let's see.
919, you on?
Hello?
919.
Hello, this is Brittany.
Who this speaking?
This is Taylor.
919, you on? Who this speaking? What's your name?
Girl,
you
called? Girl, you know who this is. It's Da Vinci calling.
What's good,
yeah. This call in is so used to support.
Okay, I feel that.
And everybody listening
y'all
on the line,
good.
You better support. You better support our Britain, man. Be police. Dog on it.
Yes.
Support. She got a YouTube channel. Subscribe and follow her on Instagram and all of that.
Yo, there you go.
I appreciate you.
See, See, you got your fans calling.
You already know we always support, you know what I mean, Beat Felice and what she got going on, you hear? So, hey, like I said, follow her on all social media networks at Beat Felice. You know what I mean? She's the number one R&B singer in the state. So, gotta check her out. You feel me? So just
y'all
gotta beat you out.
Y'all got my teeth hurt.
Y'all got any shout-outs y'all want to give out?
Shout-out to Raleigh and Jam, because that's what made me. And shout-out to Fayetteville, because, you know, I'm out here. They've been showing me love out here. Shout out to Sky Red, Da Vinci, all my friends. There's a lot of them, so I can't say anything individually, but y'all know who y'all are. Everybody in my whole support system is amazing. Everybody that's been there since day one, I appreciate all of that, because I wouldn't be where I am today without y'all. So, all of that.
Yes, indeed. Now, I wanted to shoot this question here to you. Now, tell us about your experience in performing for the Durham Bulls game. Like, what was that like?
Well, you know, at some point when it comes to performances, I have my times where I get nervous. But oddly enough, in front of big crowds, I don't get nervous as much as I do smaller crowds. That was a great experience, I will say. You know, when I first walked in, I saw the people, and I was just like, wow, this is a lot of people. But I'm ready, because none of these people, it's kind of like a game. Like, when you're about to perform in front of a big crowd, and you know nobody knows who you are, it's like you get this opportunity to really show people what you can do. And when I did it, It felt good. I did it perfectly. I had practiced for so long. And the response that I got afterwards was amazing. You know, people was asking who I was, and, you know, I got kids coming up to me wanting to take pictures and stuff. And, you know, that felt good. Just being able to be that type of influence and, to be able to project my talent in a big crowd like that made me feel good, and it made me feel like, you know what, I can do this. This is a pretty big stadium, and it's me against all of these people. And I did it, and I did it flawlessly, and that just proved to me that I'm progressing. And, you know, I may not be where I'm trying to be, but I'm definitely further than I was. And, you know, being at the Durham Bulls Stadium was a very eye-opening experience for me.
Now, for some reason, it just feels like with smaller crowds, it's different from bigger crowds, because I think what it is with smaller crowds is that you know the majority of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to win
yeah.
them over, especially when it's like core family and core friends. And then, you know, they're going to be your biggest critics.
Yeah.
They're going to be the harder ones to please, whereas with crowds that you really don't know, they be like, oh,
mm-hmm.
man, that's Whitney Houston right there. That's the new Whitney right there. Well, that's the new Mariah
yeah.
right there. But you sing in front of your mom's and pops, you like, they be like, yo, go back to the drawing board.
No, seriously, it's an expectation. And it's a more intimate thing when you're in smaller crowds. You know, you kind of have to engage more. And that's where that confidence really, really comes into play. Because, you know, when you're in front of a big, huge crowd, especially when you're on a concert stage, when you're in front of a crowd like that, you can't even see half the people that's in the crowd. So, you know, you can kind of manipulate that a little bit better than you would a smaller crowd, to where they can see your face expressions, they can see your body moving, they can see everything happening up close in front and personal right in front of you. So, you know, you kind of have to be more engaging and extremely confident in knowing that, hey, maybe you need to walk around and, you know, hold somebody's hand while you're singing. You know, those are the times where you have to really show that you have that confidence and you are that it factor that, you know, can put on a show.
Now, in terms of, you know, being involved with the music industry, you know, it's, with females, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure you got to compete with. It's harder to get your networking out there because you have people out there just for one thing instead of really talking business. Now, for a lot of females out there aspiring to get in the game, do you care to talk about the challenges that you endured and how you overcame a lot of them to keep things pushing?
Yeah, now, when I first started out, like I said, I was recording myself. So, you know, I didn't have to really be in front of a lot of people as far as studios and stuff. But it is definitely a challenge in this industry. You're not really going to be taken as serious at first. You know, unfortunately, in the music industry, women are looked at as prizes or just, you know, like a side trophy just to show off. And, you know, it's so many women that come into this industry that, you know, that do the wrong things. So it kind of tempers the mind of people to think that, you know, when you see a woman, especially if you see a woman in the studio, like there's some times where I've been in the studio and, you know, I'm doing my thing and I would be the last person to be acknowledged if I'm even acknowledged. And you know, I don't get upset. It's just one of those things where you just have to know your environment and know the industry that you're in and prove, you know, not even prove because there's nothing to prove to anybody, but show people that, you know, women can do it just as good as men. You know, we out here, we work hard. I work hard. Men kind of have like this bond when it comes to music and this thing where they just know, you know, it's like a respected thing, but with women, you just have to gain that respect. And that comes with blood, sweat, and tears. It comes with, you know, pushing as hard as you can, even when you feel like you want to give up because people are not taking you serious. You know, you got to rise above all of that and show people I belong here, and neither one of anybody that's in, you know, in front of me or around me is going to take that away from me because of me being a woman or, you know, me being in this industry and me being a female. So it's definitely a thing in the music industry for women to not get as much respect as men. But I just think that if you carry yourself in a way that doesn't take anything other than respect, then you get that respect.
I also want to say, too, that I think people underestimate relating to your fans or building your fan base because we also have artists that come in here and then they just treat their fans like crap. Like, you don't take no pictures, no snaps, no nothing. And then they wonder why they joints ain't selling. So do you care to tell, like, in this day and age, the importance of engaging with your base? It could be a simple picture. It could be just a hookup or something, like a track or something. Like, you care to just explain the importance behind building a fan base?
Yeah, it's extremely important to interact with the people that's interacting with your music. It's, you got to keep in mind and keep a humble mind and knowing that if it wasn't for these people buying your music and going to your shows and buying your merchandise or whatever the case may be, you wouldn't be where you are. So you can never take advantage of, you know, people who are actually there for you, because the moment you start to take advantage of that and you start treating people like they're not anything or they're not on your level, that can be all taken away from you. You know, it's important to give your fans a hug, you know, let them know that you love them because they're the reason that you're there. They didn't have to come, you know, to wherever you're performing. They didn't have to spend the money that they worked hard for on you. So, you know, you got to acknowledge people. You got to let them know that you're there for them. You're doing it for them. because you're doing it. Yeah, you do it for yourself, but at the same time, the ultimate goal is to reach people. And if you're not reaching people, then you're not doing nothing.
Especially in this time of era where $30 is like $300. If I'm spending $30, mm-hmm. I'm expecting interaction with you, nigga. Pause.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a signed shirt or a signed CD or a pic or something, like a handshake or something. I mean, that's another challenge that a lot of artists have. Like, y'all don't engage with y'all base.
Yeah, you got to.
Because we and many times of this show when we talk about building fan bases, we often compare it to like campaigning, like you in a presidential campaign. You got to shake hands and kiss babies. Even if you in the bathroom and somebody want a picture, you might have to put that thing away and just
take the picture.
Especially if you ain't platinum yet.
Right.
If you're platinum, you can say what you want.
Yeah. We ain't there yet.
But if you only got like 2,000 followers on your gram and you acting like you double platinum, you gotta humble yourself.
Right.
Straight like that.
Very true. Yep.
Like that. So with this LP you dropping, like what can we expect out of it? Like how does it differentiate from any of the previous projects that you put out?
This is me talking about relationships that I've gone through. You know, it's good and bad. You know, it talks about me loving someone, you know, and asking them. I have a song that's called Don't Take Your Love, and it's pretty much me putting myself in a vulnerable situation of, you know, liking somebody but also letting them know, like, I like you but I just don't want you to take that away from me.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I'm talking about, you know, times where I was lied to and drugged through the mud and, you know, the ugly side of it. But then, you know, and it goes off into times where you know, you miss somebody but they're not there, and somebody else might be there but you're not really into that person that's there because you're constantly thinking about the other person. It's pretty much the stages of love, you know. You go through it. When you're in love, it's like you go through a roller coaster, a nonstop roller coaster of emotions. You're up one minute, you're down the next, and then you're in a whole loop and things are just all over the place, but it makes you do crazy things. It makes you feel crazy ways, but that's the beauty of it, because it's showing you different phases of yourself that you never thought you've ever felt or feel, but it's there for a reason, and you're forced to deal with them. You're forced to reckon with, why do I feel this way, or what's making me feel this way, and that is what I would like to bring out of love. Just not, love is not bad, and I feel like nowadays, you know, people think, oh, you know, I don't need it, it's not for me, but love makes you grow as a person, and you know, it just makes you look at yourself in a mirror and ask yourself, who am I? And then, you know, it's up to you to answer that question based off of what you've experienced.
I'm thinking everybody, I don't know if it's a current era because I'm come from a previous era, but it just seems like the idea of love has just been decreasing, like diminishing, because you hear it in the music, you hear it on social media, you see it everywhere. Like, you know, love is not really glamorized like it was before. Everything is like based on shallowness. Everything's based off clapbacks. Everything is based off, especially a lot of these songs out here. I heard a song today. I can't think of what it was, but whatever it was based off, you know, just ghosting on somebody. And I just feel like those feelings is lost.
Yeah, definitely.
And the results, the music suffered.
Yeah. I feel like nowadays, you know, the music that we hear now is it's like teaching our young ones how to not love and how to be for self and yeah. You know, and it's and that's why, you know, you're getting a lot of young people who are lost and confused and who are cold hearted, and you know, you think to yourself like, dang, how can you be so cold hearted and you so young? You know, how can you be like this when you're so young? But you gotta listen. You gotta listen to what is being put out. Music is influential, and yeah. You know, if all you're being fed is no love this and no love that, and be savage and break hearts or whatever, like
savage, yeah.
That's gonna be the new wave. That's how people are gonna perceive you should be when that's really not true at all.
Yeah, some of these dudes, they be like. Don't eat the rice grill, they mama. I'm like, damn, nigga. You want to hug your mama before you leave. Like, wow.
Hey.
This is the type of real we deal with here. As Cat mm-hmm. Williams was
yeah.
like, gang banging on bacon, my nigga.
that's
be angry these days.
It's definitely
but I think it's
a different way now.
Where people want that love, but people don't know how to deal with the hurt. And they don't have anybody,
yeah.
like, older people to give them that guidance and dealing with that hurt. Because in society, it teaches you to deal with it in sort of ways where if you show vulnerability, your masculinity diminishes.
Exactly.
And I think that's where a lot of that machismo come out. And
yeah.
females, they've been burned to the where they don't even want to show no love to nobody. It's all about the
right.
clout, baby.
Yeah, no, seriously. It really is.
So we hoping that, you know, your music plays a role in perhaps turning that shift around. And I feel you're on a good path.
Yeah.
And it's just me just being a listener. We get music all the time, every day. We heard a bunch of whack niggas. We heard a bunch of whack singers.
But yeah.
But your voice here. It has like a standard barrier that I feel that it could blend with any type of beat that could make it feel good, like, you know, make that feel good music. I feel you got
yeah.
you got the juice, and I ain't saying that just, you know, because you're on our team.
Right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
And you heard that, and that's not me just coattail riding. That's not me giving a free plug. It's that you don't, if you hear a lot of her music, you'll get what I'm saying. I haven't been wrong this year so far, so y'all better follow my lead. That's right. But yeah, we about to put this thing to a close. Do you care to give us like an acapella on what to expect from your project, or just give? We hungry for content right now. We starving. We want some soul in our ears.
Well, you know, I can always. If you're going to be speaking of soul, we got to start with the queen of soul. Well, one of the queens of soul, Miss Erykah Badu. I love her song, On and On. I definitely want to sing this way before we end the show. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, my, I'm feeling high. My money's gone, and I'm all alone. Too much to say, the world keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. Peace and blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it will be well earned. If we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, on and on and on and on. All right.
Round of applause. Hold on, we put it with a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please give me all the
hurry
I do.
I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yes, indeed. We rocked and rolled it out here tonight. Now, I want to put everybody on the game about some current announcements. B-Fleece is officially down with the Off the Cuff Radio Buddy Boy team. I have a lot on my plate, so therefore, she's going to be in charge of getting back and forth with you artists if you want to get on the show, if you want to get on promotions. You get at her. I'm going to get you the DMs, get the address, the email address, all that good stuff, because we steamrolling the 2019 in a major way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got about 6 gigs, and I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, we got you.
For real. But nevertheless, you want to give any shout-outs out there before we close the show?
I want to shout out my sister. She's definitely been a big advocate in my life. She's been helping me with my music, so shout out to her and for holding it down for me.
Yes, indeed. Any other shout outs? You want to shout out your dog?
If I had one, maybe sometime this year. You silly.
Because I was like, okay. I mean, you gearing them up? Because, you know, everybody got to run their whole shout-out. Niggas be thanking God. They be thanking their parole officers.
Oh, yeah.
They be thanking their dogs.
No.
They be thanking Big Mama.
Not the parole. Nah, shout-out to these
We get all that type of stuff on the
here.
Show. We get that type of stuff
seriously.
On the show. We get, mm-hmm. So, yeah, we definitely at 226. I also want to say, too, we have 2 big shows going down this week. We're going to be joined by Pimp C's Protege, 17. He's going to be on Thursday night at 10 p.m., 7 Pacific, 8, 9 Central Time. And on Friday, we got the legendary Queensbridge MC, MC Shan, in the building, joining us 9 o'clock p.m., 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time. Your boy is working out here. And we got B-Fleece on the team. So if you want to get on the show, she's my other promoting assistant. We're going to be grabbing a whole lot of more guests. We're making big transitions here.
Yep.
That's right. And I also want to send a shout-out to my co-host, my man T-Max with the facts, LR the Sandman, Miss Chinchilla, Buddy Boy Entertainment, the big homie Cocaine. We got a lot going on, so let's get it, y'all.
Let's get it.
This is King Eric the Great signing out of here. Be sure to hit that Cash App. We taking all donations. And be sure to follow B-Fleece.
Thank you.
Twitter,
that's F-E-L-E. Yeah. F-E-L-E-I-C-E.
And even she got a MySpace. You follow her there, too.
You know what? I ain't been at MySpace in years.
She still got a Black Planet, y'all, so follow her there.
I don't even know what Black Planet is. Lord.
So, yeah, we signed it out of here, yo. Y'all have a good night. Check us on Thursday night.
All right.
So.
Peace out.